Yeah. Capital 14.
Okay. My name's Detective Gatlin, and I work for the Sheriff's Department also. And Deputy Cox does. Let me show you my badge. There's my badge, and there's my ugly face. And I understand that Deputy Cox here advised you of your rights at 11 p.m. on the 22nd, about an hour and 47 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding those rights, having those rights in mind, do you will still wish to talk with him?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, 0047 hours on the 23rd. Basically, I'm a little bit in the dark. Going to have to fill me in on some of the activity. So why don't we, first off, I'll make sure. Public, and so why don't you tell me what happened? Start from the beginning.
From the beginning of when we got to the place, or where I was at earlier.
Start from the beginning of when you say where you were earlier. Does that have any part in this at all?
No.
Okay, let's start from when you arrived and where you were at and what happened.
Well, the street was right there where I got arrested. Little around the corner.
Okay, you're going to have to, if you can, if you know the name of the streets, could you tell me those?
I don't know the streets.
All right.
Well, a little right there where I got arrested, little around the corner, I got out of the car and we all got out of the car.
Who's we?
Me. I don't know the name.
Okay, so your cousin Stephen Hendricks, well?
Gilbert. I don't know. They just moved in. I don't know the last name.
And who is this? Gilbert?
Yeah.
Gilbert, what?
I don't know his last name.
Okay. Unknown last name, who else?
Just the three. And the Mexican, but I don't know his name either.
You don't know the other guy who's driving?
Okay. I was at a party and they picked me up and I didn't know who the driver was. I was just going to know.
Alright, so you were Stephen Hendricks, Gilbert Unknown, and a male Mexican driver.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What kind of car was it?
A little blue Datsun.
A blue Datsun? Pickup or car?
A little car.
What, B210? I don't know.
I don't know.
Four-door, two-door?
Four-door.
Four-door?
Uh-huh.
And what year?
I was about 85.
About 85?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you arrive at this location, and what happened? You all get out of the car.
Yeah.
And what was your plan for going on? Who do you know over there that you went over there to see?
But there was a park right there. We went out to the park. And
oh, okay. All right, you're going to a park, all right?
We were all walking towards the park.
Do you know the name of that park?
No, I don't know the name.
Okay, you're going to the park.
And I guess some guys started yelling out some things, and someone shot a fire, and we got all scared. So. All
right, going to
the park.
Park, and
we heard a gunshot.
You heard a gunshot.
Yeah. So we all the cops running, and I ended up going straight, and the other guys ended up jumping in the car and leaving. And when I was running, about two or three Filipinos started smacking me. And I tried to get away, and when I ran, this one, I heard the police officer, this police, get on your knees or get on the ground, so.
And who was he saying that to you?
T- to me and about two or three other Hispanics, I mean, Filipinos. And we were already on the ground when another Filipino came. And he just told me to get on the ground and the Filipino didn't. And he had a stick in his hand or something.
Did you see what? Did you see an object in his hand?
Yeah, like a crowbar, like it was bended. And then the friend was like, I don't know, like a crowbar bended. So
you know what a crowbar is?
Yeah.
Was it a crowbar?
No, it was a crowbar.
Okay, I understand you're running down the street because you heard some gunshots, and your other three people, besides yourself,
mm-hmm.
They got in the car and drove off, and these Filipinos chased you or started hitting you, is that correct?
Yeah.
What were they hitting you with, their fists, or about that time, the police arrived?
Huh?
Are the police already there, or did they arrive afterwards?
No, we got there first.
No, wait a minute. I'm making myself clear. When you were running down the street, the Filipinos were chasing you and hitting you. Had the police arrived yet?
The police?
Yeah.
No, not yet. They were running towards where I was at.
Who were they?
The police officers. Two police officers.
And what I'm saying, the Filipinos are hitting you, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You're fighting with them.
Yeah.
Right. Are you trying to defend yourself?
Well, again, I even couldn't because I fell, but when I got up,
I'm sorry, say that again?
In the beginning,
yeah.
When they hit me, I fell.
Right.
Got back up. And I'm not going to sit there and let no one hit me.
No, that's what I'm asking. I
defended myself.
Oh, yeah. All right. So you're trying to fight them off.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when this is occurring, when you were in the midst of this fight with them,
mm-hmm.
Was the police already there, or had they driven up as the fight was going on?
They walked up.
Okay, as the fight was going on.
Yeah.
And what did they say?
They said, this is the police, and get on your knees and get on the ground.
Okay.
And
did they have their guns drawn, or did you just hear them say, get on your knees, get on the ground?
No, I saw police officers. And he had his gun, and, it was in the air, but he said, get on the ground. Okay, so we got on the ground, and that's when I looked behind, and I saw, like, another Filipino walking towards with a crowbar, and the police officer told him, this is the police, get on the ground.
Told him, this is the police.
And he said, get on the ground. And again, the Filipino looked back at the police officer, and he, like, kept on walking towards the other police officer, and he shot his hand.
Are you saying that you don't? Are you guessing at this?
No, I'm not guessing. I saw it.
You saw this guy going at the police officer?
Yeah, he was walking towards where we were, and then he told him, this is the police, and, I guess he didn't care. He kept on walking.
Walking towards you guys or the police officer?
Towards the police officer, because the police officer, yeah.
Okay, and did he have a crowbar in his hand at that time?
Yeah, when he shot us and he dropped it when he hit him.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he already had it in his hand.
He had it in his hand, and when he was shot, he dropped it. The crowbar.
Yeah.
All right. Which hand did he have it in?
I'm
sorry, you're going to have to... Which hand? You're showing...
My right hand.
Right, so is that what hand he had it in?
Yeah,
Okay. And where did he have it in relationship to his body? Did he have it up here? Did he have a...
No, here, right here by his leg.
Okay, I see that your arm is bent up.
Oh, no.
Parallel with it.
Hold it like he's going to hit somebody with it? No, he was holding it, with his grip and everything, but he wasn't like that already.
So he didn't have it like that, but now was he running or was he walking?
In the beginning, he was running. That's when he saw it like, that's when he started walking. He started, when the police officer told me it was the police, and so he started walking towards us still, and he didn't stop because the police officer told him to get on the ground.
Okay, and he didn't comply?
No, that's when the police officer had to do him.
Okay. Do you feel the officer saved you from this attack?
Because the Filipinos were telling his buddy, yeah, man, the police, I don't care.
Oh, you heard him say that?
Yeah. The Filipino kept on going, I don't care, and smacking. Because when I turned around, I saw a couple more people came up.
Okay, who was it that said, I don't care? Was it the guy with the crowbar?
No, the guy that was smacking me said, I didn't care.
Okay.
And he kept on hitting him. I guess when the police got
When the police yelled at this person, the Filipino who had the crowbar, and told him to get down on his knees, could you tell whether or not he understood what the police officer was saying?
Yeah, because he was right there. He looked at he just looked at the police officer and stared at him. And then he started walking towards the, and they go, oh, they got him.
So he heard?
Yeah, I know he heard.
Okay.
He was closer to the police officer than what I was.
So you believe that he heard the police officer say, what was that again?
He said,
think back.
Get on the ground, there's a police.
Get on the ground, this is a police.
I was a police officer. Right now, I'm probably still beer in my butt.
Okay. So get on the ground. This is the police. The guy didn't. He just looked up the police officer.
Yeah, he like turned around and he kept on walking. That's when the police officer shot him.
Okay, he kept on walking with a crowbar.
Yeah.
He didn't stop. Okay. How far was he? Now, when he kept on walking, I understand. Like, if I understand you correctly, he was going towards the other police officer with a crowbar?
Yeah, because the other police officer, I was standing like by a truck already on the, I was already on the ground.
Right.
And the police officer was standing next to me, and the other one was like on that direction, and the Filipino was walking towards that direction.
Okay, you're kind of directing off to the right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the guy was walking off to the right towards the other police officer, and the one police officer was trying to get on the ground. This is the police.
Yeah.
And the guy just kind of glanced over. I noticed you look over your right shoulder, kind of glanced over, and then kept on going towards the other police officer.
Yeah, he knew the police because he spotted the light on too, and he saw the police officer.
Okay, now, spotted. Now, which police officer are you talking about had the spotlight on him? Let's do it this way. Let's make it easy on ourselves, because it's difficult, I understand. I'm going to draw a... If I understand where you were at, and make sure I've got this right, okay? Here's the street, and here's the T intersection, the street. Right? Does that make sense to you?
These are houses right here, and there's a park over here, and we were parked right here. And I took off running towards this way. This is where the guy was laying down.
Okay,
that's what I'm trying to say.
Hold on a minute. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
The drawing here I'm making is I'm putting the park up here. And I'm putting one, you know how streets, you know what, when I say a T intersection, do you understand what I'm talking about? It's where a street meets another street like that.
Oh, yeah.
One way, this way, and you can make a left or right off of it. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, let me know.
Yeah, like a main street, like on here, you can make a right or left to like,
okay,
down right. Daily or
and
something.
It's like going down the street, you can make a right-hand turn onto another street.
Yeah.
All right. This street, if I understand, the park's up here, at the end of this street. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Is this right?
Yeah.
Okay, I've written park, and I've drawn a circle around it, indicating park. My understanding is what I'd like you to do is put down, tell me where you were at when the doctor put you on the ground. Okay? Does this make sense? Do you understand this map? Can you kind of orient yourself to this map? I tell you what.
Are you talking about the park that has that dead end where you turn on? I'm not talking about that park.
Right. You draw me the map. You show me.
Do you know what street it was where the guy was shot? You don't know what street it was?
Yeah, we know what street, but you draw me a picture, as best you recall, of this cross street. Can you do that?
Okay, yeah.
Draw it wide enough, big enough where I can,
okay.
1 o'clock.
Okay.
Make your street first.
Huh?
Draw your street first.
Alright, we're coming in. Okay, the street that goes all the way up, and this is the street that takes you up to the park up there. See, if you keep on going straight, right here, this is where all the accident occurred, where I was getting jumped, I guess. And this is where we parked. And I ended up running from over here, and I heard the gunshots. When I got out, I heard the gunshots over here, and these are our houses right here, and this is a street right here. This is a street that goes all the way around. This is where it happened. And these are houses. These are all houses right here.
And this is the street here.
And that's the boundary right here.
Okay, now where's the park at in relationship to all this?
The long old street, keep on going all the way up, it's about up here. And there's another park.
Okay, this
down
is,
over here.
Is this Bradford here?
Yeah.
And this is Greenvale. Okay, so the park's not up here?
Yeah, there's another park. There's like a little park right here, too. That's why I didn't know there's another, like, a park right here.
Which park were you going to?
We're going to this one. That's why we parked right here.
You're not talking about Crestview Park, right?
No, I'm not talking about the big park.
Yeah, okay.
I'm talking about...
Okay. All right, let's...
This is the small little park. We parked right in front of the park.
Okay.
That's called a parkway between the houses there, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it this way. make sure that I wrote this right. Is this street along here? Is this Bradford?
Correct.
All right. Bradford. I'm going to write Bradford here so I can orient myself. And this street here, is this Greenvale, where is it from?
Mm-hmm. You're parked around the turn on Greenvale?
Yeah, this is where I'm going to curve. Now I'm parked like right here on the turn.
Because Greenvale curves around all
yeah.
the
way. And this direction is west.
West, correct.
I'm going to draw an arrow with a W. I've drawn Bradford, I've drawn Greenvale. Now I'm going to turn it back over to you. Now, and it's 1 a.m. Okay. you parked your car here, around the corner from Greenvale.
Uh-huh.
Right. And that was the blue dot you were talking about. All right. And you were going to this parkway here.
Yeah.
Greenbelt.
Yeah.
All right. Would you write Greenbelt or Parkway, or whatever you call it? What do you call it? No, I mean, as far as, what do you call this place that you go to? What do you guys call it?
Well, I don't know, name is the park.
Okay, put park there.
Okay.
What do you think, though?
Because that's what you said, it's the name
of the
park.
Oh, that's the street that
you were on. Well, I think that's the name of the park. No, I just know it as a park.
Okay, then cross it. Just put down what you know. I'm not only asking what you know.
Okay.
You know it as a park.
Yeah.
All right. And you were over here, and you're going to the park.
Yeah.
Show me dots indicating which way you're walking towards the park.
You're walking across the street.
All right, keep going like that. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Use this pen. That's better than that. There you go.
We started walking towards the park.
All of you?
Yes.
Okay. And then what happened?
And we didn't even get to make it. We were across the street.
Where did you get to? Mark a big X where you stopped.
Right here.
All right. You got an X there in the middle of the street where you stopped.
Uh-huh.
And that's, you stopped after you heard the shot.
Yes.
After you heard what you thought was shot.
And we stopped, too, because we saw a bunch of guys right here.
You saw, okay.
Saw a bunch of guys.
All right. How many guys do you think you saw there?
At least one, ten.
Ten
people.
All right.
Put ten.
Put ten guys. And when you say guys, were they the Filipinos?
Yes.
All right. Put Filipinos there.
How were they dressed?
In red sweaters, visible to the Bible blazers, and like that.
All right. And go ahead from there. Then what happened?
Okay. And then...
Where'd you hear the direction of shots? Where'd you hear those?
Totally, just about the park.
Okay, put shots where you thought you heard coming from. All right, now what happened? You hear one shot, two shot, how many shots?
One shot.
Oh, it's one shot. Okay, go ahead.
And these guys started running towards us.
The Filipinos.
Yeah.
All right.
I took off running towards this one.
Okay, you're right. So you're running back towards
Bradford.
What I've written down is Bradford. Okay.
Yeah, I started walking towards here.
All right, let's call yourself J for Joseph.
Where do I mark the
Just put J. Put a J there where you and put the dot where you started going.
Okay.
Like you did before.
Started going over here. And this is where I got smacked first and I fell down.
Okay, put an X and put down smacked if that's where you got smacked. Any sightings? What kind of trucks do you remember?
A big old camper mobile home.
Okay, put a box there for a camper mobile home. Just put that and write down there. Why don't you put a C inside there for camper? All right. And you got hit there. You say you fell against the camper.
Uh-huh.
All right, go ahead. What happened? Just one guy hit you?
Yeah, that was for just one guy.
Okay, then what happened?
And then I tried to keep on going, and a couple more of the guys came.
Keep on going towards Bradford, is that right?
Yeah.
All right, then what happened?
And then I saw the police officers coming from around the camper, and I was standing about right here.
Right down somewhere where you first saw the police officer, put P.O. Where you first saw him.
P.O., and I saw another one, P.O.
Okay, that's where you saw police. I know. Put a 1 besides, so we don't... We'll call that number 1 police officer and put a 2 beside number 2 police officer. Alright. So you're being smacked here and the first thing you see is these police officers. Number 1 and number 2. What happened then?
Number 1. I'm with the police and get on the ground, get on your knees.
I told you this.
Yes, and the other Filipino. And we both got on the ground. And that's when the other Filipino came out, coming like from this way of Bradford.
Uh-huh.
Coming like this,
uh-huh.
And this is where he stunned, and
that's where he what?
He like stopped when the police officer told him get down.
Okay, circle that X for me, put a little line and an F by that for just about. Okay, that will be our person that the officer yelled at, the F person. All right.
And
and which officer yelled at him?
Officer 1.
Officer 1 yelled at him. Mm-hmm. And you were able to, you were at clear vision, you were able to see this?
Yeah, I was right here.
Oh, you were in back of this.
That's when I was laying on the...
Oh, so you were prone down or put down right behind the camper?
Yeah, right behind the camper.
All right, make a dot, continue a dot.
I was able to see the whole thing.
And put an X there, where you're at. And all right, and then you saw clear view. Were you out kneeling or laying on the ground?
I was laying on the ground.
Laying, but you could see?
Yeah, I was.
All right, what did you see?
And that's when those Filipino still called more stabs, and this police officer 1 shot him, and he just fell and dropped on a crowbar.
Okay.
He took about two more steps.
About 2 more steps? Mm-hmm. And he had a crowbar in his right hand,
mm-hmm.
And he was running, he ran around the corner, and did he slow down or stop?
Yeah, he stopped. And then the police officer, and then he took like 2 more steps, and the police officer shot.
Okay, and the police officer said, get on the ground, this is the police.
Yeah.
All right, did the police officer say anything else to
him? Well, that's the only thing I heard.
And then he stopped, and he took 2 more steps, still with a crowbar in his hand?
Yeah. And he didn't drop it till
he was shot.
Till he was shot.
All right. And about how far away was he from the number 1 police officer?
About from right there to over here.
So from this corner, and you're up about here. So we're talking about, looks like about 6 foot, five or 6 foot?
Yeah, maybe five feet.
I see.
It wasn't that far.
Okay. You tell me, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
About
5 feet, and he had the crowbar in his hand.
Yeah, the
like
crowbar.
Stand up for me and show me, please.
He's
in
the crowbar.
Up like this?
He had the crowbar again.
All right, and was he coming at the officer?
Yeah, he started walking towards. I don't know where people were gone, because this is the only person that was over here, the number 2 police officer.
And how far was, okay.
He took like 2 more stairs, that's where I wrote the dot. And that's when this police officer
down when they finally dropped the crowbar.
How close was he to the police officer too, man, when he got shot? About 10 feet.
Okay.
Alright.
What do you think the guy with the crowbar was doing?
I don't know what he was doing.
So he's about 5 feet from Officer 1,
mm-hmm.
And about
10 feet from Officer 2.
From Officer 2 when he was shot.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did he say anything to the officers? Well, you know, I noticed a minute ago when you were talking, you said you kind of glanced. It looked like you glanced over to your right. Was he glancing over towards this officer?
Yes.
Number one?
He glanced down.
Well, I see, when he yelled, officer yelled.
Yes.
And then he just kept on going.
Yes.
And he didn't drop the crowbar until...
After the police officer told him no, he just kept the crowbar in his hand until the police officer...
And kept going?
Yes.
Okay. No, is that true?
Yes. He had the crowbar in his hand, and he didn't drop the crowbar till he saw him, because I know, because he said, ow, he goes, ow, when he shot him. He dropped the crowbar, and then, you know, I saw the crowbar fly. He didn't drop it till the police officer saw him.
Okay. Did it look to you like the guy was going to attack the police officer?
Yeah. Well, what else was he going to be walking with for the crowbar in his hand?
All right. You're talking about attack officer number two.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, getting back to your situation a little bit, did you have any weapons at all yourself? At any time?
I have nothing at all.
Did you go to this park or the... Why did you go to the park, this park, to begin with?
We were just going to shoot back there. We didn't even get to make it all the way to the park when we saw those guys.
Had you been drinking or were you going to drink?
We were going to drink or nothing. We were coming from a little party, little eighth grader party.
Oh, I gotcha. So you got to the park just to kick back and have a good time, and you ran across these Filipinos. How come, just curious, how come you didn't go with your buddies in the car when they took off?
Because they took off too fast. By the time I turned around, the car was already gone to the jam, so, you know, I just took off running.
You were stuck in the middle of everything, weren't you?
Yeah, and I thought the Filipinos guys were going to end up being alone. That's why I kept on running. I kept on looking back, and, you know, they were still charging me.
What did they hit you with? Or did
no, it was a fist.
Just a fist?
Yeah.
Did you see them have any weapons at all? These other 10 Filipinos, you think, 10 guys?
Yeah.
Okay, but you didn't see them with their weapons?
No.
Okay. All right. If you don't mind a little bit later, if I think of some other questions, can I come back and talk to you? Okay. All right, thanks. I'll be back in a little bit. Okay, we're still continuing. I have it left over.
I need to talk to you for 7 minutes.
Okay. Okay. It's 1:18 a.m. and I'm back here with... back to something I wanted to ask you. When this person we've called S came around the corner, which officer was it that you saw or heard yell, get on the ground? Officer one or two or both?
Officer one.
All right. And when he came around the corner with the crowbar in his hand, you felt that he was going, did you feel that he was going to attack the police officer?
Yes, I
don't. Or did you feel that he was going to attack the police officer or you guys?
I thought he was going to attack both of us.
Okay. Were you frightened?
I was scared.
Because the guy, you thought the person was going to come at you with a crowbar, or what did you? What were your feelings?
No, my feelings were him ended up making the cop,
all right.
Making the police officer number two.
Okay. Were you frightened for your own safety?
For our safety.
Because this guy is a crowbar?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said that backing up again where you were running and they caught up to you.
And
how many people do you know were running after you?
It was, first it was one, then there was three at the end.
So how many people actually hit you?
Three guys actually hit me and two of them got away and one of them, the one that was smacking
me. So three chased you down the street?
Yes, three ended up chasing me down the street.
One hit you right about here.
Yes.
Where you were written, smacked.
Uh-huh.
And then the other two hit you there also, same location?
I tried to run a little bit, and this is where by the sea, by the campers, and that's where the other two guys jumped in.
And so it was all three of them beside the camper where they all jumped in.
And right away, they said, the cops, and they started running, but like I told you, the other guy said, I didn't care, because I don't care.
Now, is that the guy that said, I don't care, is that the same guy that hit you the first time?
Yeah.
Okay. And he kept hitting you after the police were still there.
Yeah.
And after the police yelled, what, to you? Get on the ground?
Get on the ground, please.
Okay. Get on the ground, this is the police. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Well, thank you for your time. Like I said, if I have any more questions, I'll come back and ask you. All right? Now, we're in on our interview 121 in Preston, you can think of.
You say you've never been to that park before.
No, I haven't been to the
park. And tell me about this. When you first got out of the car walking towards the park, you said you heard gunshots. What you thought were gunshots?
Yeah.
And why
now
do you think that was gunshot?
No, I know that a lot of it was gunshot, so that's the reason why we mostly ran, because of gunshot.
When you heard the officer shoot his gun, it sounded the same?
Yeah, it sounded the same.
Okay, you are.
After you heard the gunshot, what did you hear the Filipino say?
What gunshot? The one by the
park.
Oh, after I heard that gunshot, that's when I heard the Filipino, that's when they started running after us. That's when I heard them. Now why are you running punks? Why are you running chickens? They told me that.
They said what?
They go, now why are you running punks, chickens?
Did you see who fired the shot off over here at the park?
No, I didn't see it, but I heard the Filipinos say, now why are you guys running chickens or punks?
Right after the
shot. I heard them say that.
Okay.
And then they ran after you, and they caught you and started hitting you in the street.
Yes.
And that's when the police showed up.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You're getting beat up. The two police officers show up and tell everyone to stop. And two guys ran away from the group.
Yeah.
And you and another guy, the guy that hit you, the first one that hit you, got on the ground, right?
Yeah.
And that's when you saw the other guy come around the corner with the Corolla?
Yeah.
Okay. And the guy at the crowbar, you were watching him come around the corner?
Yeah, I saw him coming around the corner.
Did he look like he was looking at you or looking at the police officer?
He was looking at the police officer.
And he was walking at you or at the police officer?
He was walking at police officer number two.
Okay. And did he look like he was mad, like he was going to attack?
Yeah, he was mad. Yeah.
And you, what would you have done if you were the police officer?
The same thing. My partner was going to get hurt. Yeah, he's not going to listen to you. You're telling the kid to get down to the police and he's not listening. What are you supposed to do? Wait until he wants to put down the weapon?
Oh, so you're saying that this police officer one shot him.
Yes.
Because he was attacking police officer.
Yes.
He wasn't attacking police officer one.
No.
Oh, so he was protecting his partner?
Police officer one was protecting police officer two.
Okay. And what happened after you heard the shot from the police officer?
What happened after what?
After the police officer shot his gun, the guy with the crowbar, what happened to him?
Oh, the guy with the crowbar just dropped the crowbar down on the ground. On the
ground. Oh, he laid down?
Yeah, he laid down.
Okay. And then what happened? Everyone got there?
Mm-hmm.
More police?
Yeah, more police.
Okay. And did you hear anything that was said after that?
No. I mean, nothing else after that.
Did you get handcuffed right after that?
Yeah.
And did you leave or?
No, I stayed right there for about a good half an hour, 45 minutes.
What happened with the guy that got shot? Did an ambulance come or?
Yeah, they put him in bed with an ambulance.
Oh, okay.
Anything? Joseph Hernandez. Just one little simple thing that I'd better get down here. Officer 1 and Officer 2, have you ever had contact with him before?
Yeah. I've had contact with Officer 1, but
and
I don't know
his name. You don't know his name? Okay. Could you describe Officer 1 to me?
Tall, blonde hair.
Okay, about how tall is he?
Okay,
I'm 6 foot. About how tall is he? I'm standing up.
How tall is he?
Okay, 6 foot. Blonde hair, you say?
Yeah, like comb to the side.
Blonde.
I don't know what side that's right. That's what I know.
Okay. Is he muscular or thin?
He's not thin on my head.
Medium?
Yeah.
And how was he dressed tonight? Did you know what you call him?
I didn't even.
6 foot, blonde hair, medium build. Anything else that you can say?
I believe I was red hair.
Okay,
like, kind of like part in the middle.
Okay, how about how tall was he?
Like 12, 11.
5'11", 6 foot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, was he thin?
He was bigger than the one.
Like muscular? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. And how did he comb his hair?
Like, You comb your hair, but you can see the little mural crown.
Okay.
The reddish hair.
Dark red, light red. Reddish brown on the side.
Yeah, reddish brown on it.
Okay. And, okay, number one, police officer number one, making sure we've got this right here. Police officer number one.
Yes.
He was the one that did what?
He was the one that shot the Filipino.
Okay. And police officer number two?
That was the one that the Filipino was, like, gonna attack.
And is police officer one the one who also said get on the ground?
Yes.
Or the police officer number two?
The police officer number one.
Okay.
Told the Filipino to get on the ground.
Did which one was getting attacked?
Police officer number two.
Did he see the guy with the one?
I'm not sure. I just saw police officer number one in the Filipino, I'm not sure.
That brings up an interesting point. When the guy came around the corner, you were laying on, were you laying on the ground?
Yeah. I wasn't looking at the police officer, number two at all. I was looking at the police officer number one and the Filipino.
Okay, I take it you had your head turned looking in that direction? Huh?
Yes.
Okay. How could you tell there's a distance between where the police officer number two was at? If you didn't see
Well, at the end, I turned it around at the end.
Oh, I see. You saw him then.
Yeah.
And you saw where he was at at the end, how long after? Was that an immediate turn?
Yeah, around when he did that.
Right when he did what?
Right when the police officer number one shot the Filipino. I knew that the cop, the other police officer.
And you saw where he was at?
Yeah, I saw where he was at.
You remember what he looked like?
Police officer number two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him in
there. Do you remember what he looked like? Crashing or anything? Right after shooting
immediately. Oh, I
didn't know. You say you saw the... Okay. Which police officer did you see in the station?
Police officer number two.
Okay. And okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.